Good evening from Mankato, Minnesota. Another night, another show. The Dort College Defender women's basketball team on the road 150 miles to the north and east of Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for non-conference basketball between Dort College and Bethany Lutheran. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's contest 5-4 overall. Bethany Lutheran 1-3. The Dort College Defenders coming off a break after they lost a disappointing contest with Mount Marty last Wednesday evening. Bethany Lutheran picked up their first game win of the season last week. They headed into the Thanksgiving break on a winning note. Let's take a break and we'll be back visiting with Coach Craig Steensma about the matchup between Bethany Lutheran and Dort College right after this. College Defenders get set for non-conference basketball today against Bethany Lutheran and the Vikings in Mankato, Minnesota. Members of the UMAC, the Upper Midwest Athletic Conference, NCAA Division III opponent this evening. Coach, you had the Thanksgiving break. When did you bring the ladies back in? When did you start practicing?
We started practicing again on Saturday and had a very, very good practice. Very atypical of a first practice back from a break. Everything was pretty sharp and crisp, and I'd say we had a great practice again this morning. Had a good workout, so we're ready to go, anxious to play a game here tonight.
First game back after Thanksgiving break, two games coming up this week in conference play. What do you want to accomplish tonight?
Well, tonight we just want to get back our uniforms on and get back to playing basketball and having fun and working hard and kind of try to build some momentum for this upcoming week where we play Briarcliff later on in the week and then Concordia after that.
Briarcliff on the looming on Wednesday evening. What do you do tonight to prepare for that game in this game?
Well, the two teams play completely different defensive schemes, so I don't know that there's a lot that we can take away, but we want to try to work on ball security, limiting our turnovers, getting really good shots. So those are some similarities I'd see. But also just in our overall progression as a team, you know, we want to come out here tonight and play well.
Some games, I say, you don't need a shot clock against this Bethany Lutheran team. You're going to need a shot clock because they're going to take some time off. They're going to take their time on possessions.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, that's going to happen where they're playing, you know, just, you know, a patterned offense, and so we'll have to see what we can do to try to get them out of that.
How do you turn this game in terms of tempo to your liking?
Well, we'll have to just try some different things defensively and see what's working. Hopefully we can figure some things out that would help us, you know, just create up-tempo and create some maybe some turnovers and get some easy baskets.
The Bethany Lutheran Vikings are 1-3 this season with a win over Waldorf coming on November 25th. That was the Vikings' first win of the year. Vikings lost to St. Olaf. Buena Vista and McAllister to start the year. They're averaging 45.3 points per game, allow 68.5 points per outing. Teams are out-rebounding the Vikings 43.3 to 39.5, and the Vikings have been limited to 29% field goal shooting success. Angela DeBruzzi tops the team with an 11.3 points per game average. Angie Scheffler is good for 9.8 points per game. Brianna Brantz and Lacey Ellinghuysen score 6.5 and 6.0 points per game, respectively. Brantz tops the team with a 6.5 rebounding average, and she is 20 of 21 shooting free throws so far this season. For the Dort College Defenders, they are 5-4 this season. They lost to Mount Marty on Tuesday night. The Defenders are 0-3 in GPAC play. They are 5-1 outside of the conference. The Defenders have a 76.1 to 69.9 average scoring advantage and have out-rebounded teams 49.6 to 42.0. Dort also has converted 39.6% of their field goals and 33.9% of their three-point shots. Opponents have made 36.4% of their field goals and 29.6% of their three-point field goals. Dort has committed 191 turnovers to 174 for opponents. Abby Chapman has converted 15.1 points per game, and she has made 18 of 54 three-point baskets. Micah Hulse scores 10.0 points per game, takes down 8.3 rebounds per contest. Robin Blunt has come off of the bench to average 9.3 points per game, and she also snares 4.7 rebounds. Paige Angbers is scoring 9.0 points per game and is 21 of 55 while shooting three-point baskets. Cassidy Vredevoet scores 7.3 points per game. Emily Newman is at 6.1. Kim Cruz has a 9.5 points per game average, but she hasn't played since a win over AIB back on November the 11th. Alyssa Palomo was lost for the season to injury on Saturday, November 22. She was averaging 6.7 points per game and nearly 5 assists per contest when she went down with injury. Bethany Lutheran beat Waldorf's 56-52 on November the 25th. That was back on Tuesday. They took advantage of an 18 of 24 free throw shooting day to offset a 31.5% shooting day. Bethany Lutheran was held to 4 of 21 three-point shooting. They forced 29 Waldorf turnovers. Angie Scheffler and Angela DeBruzzi each had 18 points. DeBruzzi converted 4 three-point shots. Lacey Ellingshausen had a team-high 10 rebounds. Brianna Brantz had 8. Dort College was unable to hold on to beat Mount Marty on Tuesday night. November the 25th, they lost 65-64. Cassidy Bredebode had 14 points on 6 of 7 shooting, and she took down 6 rebounds. Abby Chapman scored 12. Micah Holst had 11. She also grabbed 9 rebounds. Ashley Williams scored 10 points and had 14 rebounds. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the starting lineups right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. Let's begin with Dort College. They will start number 21, Emily Newman, a 5'11 junior from Maplewood, Minnesota, averaging 6.1 points per game. Abby Chapman wears number 22. She's a 5'9 junior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 15.1 points per outing. Number 23 is Ashley Williams, a 5'9 freshman from Lawton, Iowa, averaging 3.5 points per outing. Number 32 is Micah Hull. She's a 6'3 junior from Byron Center, Michigan, averaging 10 points per contest. And Paige Angbers is a 5'9 sophomore from Pella, Iowa, averaging 9 points per game. For Bethany Lutheran, they will start number 5, Brianna Brantz. She's a 5'9 sophomore from St. James, Minnesota, averaging 6.5 points per game. Lacey Ellinghausen is a 5'6 senior from Peterson, Minnesota, averaging 6 points per game. Number 13 is Anna Balcom, a 5'10 sophomore from Fairmont, Minnesota, averaging 4 points per game. Number 21 is Angela DeBruzzi, a 5'8 freshman from Carlisle, Massachusetts. She averages 11.3 points per game. And number 24 is Angela Scheffler, a 5'10 sophomore from Granite Falls, Minnesota, averaging 9.8 points per game. Dort College will bring Tegan Manis off of the bench. Robin Blunt, Cassidy Bredebode, and Shady Yeager will all see significant minutes off of the bench for the Dort College defenders. Blunt has provided a spark off the bench to the tune of 9.3 points per game. Cassidy Bredebode averages 7.3 points per outing. And DeAger's averaging 2.4 points per game. She's a 6-foot sophomore from Hull. Tegan Manis is a 5'9 freshman from Stockton, California, averaging 3.2 points per game. Back with our opening tip right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We're just about set for basketball. Jumping it up in the center circle, Micah Hulse jumping against Anna Balcom. And we have basketball underway. Pass comes out front to Newman. Newman drives with the right hand. Kick out pass. 3 on the way for Chapman. Chapman off the mark. No good. Offensive rebound taken down by Hulse. Hulse feeds it off to Williams. Williams put back attempt. No good. And the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Bethany Lutheran basketball. Bethany in their home white jerseys, red numbers and lettering trimmed out in black. The Dort College defenders in their black Under Armour jerseys with white numbers trimmed out in yellow. Bethany with the basketball into their offensive set. Dort College looks like they're in a man-to-man defense to open up with. Bethany with the basketball. They work it over to Ellinghausen. Ellinghausen goes high post to Scheffler. Scheffler back to Ellinghausen. Ellinghausen working against Newman. Ball stripped away, taken by Chapman. Chapman with a steal. Chapman ahead to Newman. Newman on the fly with the left hand. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. But a foul on the play, and the charging foul is going to go on Emily Newman. Newman picks up the charging foul, and Bethany Lutheran will get the basketball back. Just underway, Mankato, Minnesota, the site of tonight's basketball game. Bethany Lutheran with the basketball. Pass goes left side over to Brantz. Brantz picks up her dribble, guarded there by Angbers. Ball's tapped out of bounds by Angbers. Bethany will inbound the basketball. The Bethany Lutheran College Gymnasium, relatively new it appears to me. 7 rows of bleachers on each side. Stuck my head in what they would call the old gym or the south gym when we got here. A little lower roof. 2-point basket, top of the key for Angela DeBruzzi. And DeBruzzi gives Bethany a 2-0 lead on the straight-on jumper. from the top of the key. Dort College with the basketball. Ashley Williams with it. The freshman dribbles with the left hand. Gives it up to Newman. Newman on the left wing. Man-to-man defense applied by Bethany. Dump it down low. Two-point basket for Micah Hulst. Hulst was able to seal her defensive player. And she knots it up at 2-2. 18:33 remaining. With it on the right wing. Bethany basketball. DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi swing pass right side. Scheffler. Scheffler puts it on the floor. Short jumper. 10-footer. No good. And another rebound for Micah Hulst. Here comes Williams. Ashley Williams doesn't have the number. She drives the lane anyhow. Left-handed layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Hulst. No good. Fight for the rebound again. Taken down by Hulst. Fires it out front. Angbers. Angbers right side. Chapman. Chapman underneath Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams in the lane. Kick out pass. Comes over to Angbers. Angbers right side. Chapman. Chapman looks underneath for Hulst. And Hulst is fouled on the help defense by Angie Scheffler. Hulst got the ball on the right block as you face the hoop. The help defense came over, and Angie Scheffler a little too aggressive with that help defense. She gets called for the foul, and with 18:01 left to play in the first half, Dort College inbounds the basketball. They get it into Newman. Newman with it out front to Williams. Williams right side, Chapman. Catch, fire, three off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Bethany. Bethany Lutheran with the basketball. Bringing it up is Ellinghuizen. Ellinghuizen in between the circles out front, guarded there by Williams. She passes left side to Brantz. Brantz driving with the left hand, and the shot is blocked by Micah Hulst, but we have a foul before the shot. Oh, we are going to shoot free throws. Brianna Brantz fouled in the act of shooting. So two free throws on the way for Brianna Brantz. So Hulst blocking that shot at the end of the play, preventing the potential three-point play opportunity. Free throw on the way by Brianna Brantz. And a free throw is up and through. Another one on the way for Brantz. 17:46 left to go, first half. Just underway, and Bethany has a 4-2 lead. Brantz makes both free throws. She's a 95% free throw shooter. She's 22 of 23 now from the charity stripe. With it on the right side is Chapman. Chapman with the basketball gets a screen. Kick out pass. Angbers. Angbers catches, fires a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound taken down in the corner. Another rebound for Hulst. Hulst to Williams. Williams gives it up. Chapman. Chapman with the basketball at the free throw line. Chapman, nothing there. Comes back over to Williams. Williams at the top of the key, and she is fouled on the play. Hand check called on Angela DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi whistled for her first personal foul. That'll be team foul number two on Bethany. Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it in. Newman. Newman fires it back over to Chapman. Chapman baseline jumper, 15-footer right side, good. Abby Chapman knots it up at 4-4. 17:14 remaining in the first half. Down low, shot no good. Fight for the basketball. Rebound taken away by Micah Hulst, and we have a reach-in foul called against Bethany and Brianna Brantz. Brantz whistled for her first personal foul, team foul number three. New players checking into the game. DeAger and Blunt check in. Hulst will check out along with Angbers. Well, I would imagine here in the early going, Micah Hulst with five or six rebounds already. Dort College tied 4-4. Pass comes over to Chapman. Chapman, three, too strong, no good. Rebound raced after, and Newman comes away with it. Newman gives it up back over to Chapman. Chapman tries to thread the needle, and the ball is tapped away. Controlled by Bethany. Bethany Lutheran with the basketball. Williams hassling the ball handler out front. That's Ellinghuizen. Ellinghuizen on the backdoor cut for Brantz. Ball is tipped. It's down on the floor. Picked up by DeAger. DeAger with the steal. DeAger looking for the outlet pass. Gets it away to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams with it out front, drives the lane, kick out over to Blunt, and Blunt throws it to nobody in particular. There was a player at the top of the key initially, but that player cut down to the block. That was Shay Yeager, I believe, and Blunt threw it where she was. So Micah Hulst with five rebounds already. She's got all five caroms for Dort College thus far. 4-4 score. She's on the bench right now. DeAger getting some first half minutes. Pass goes down low to Kotschady. Kotschady unable to put it away. And the rebound controlled by Williams. Williams with the basketball. Pass goes left side over to Chapman. Chapman lets fly with another three. Too strong, no good, but a foul called on the rebound. A push from behind called on Robin Blunt. Blunt, a 5'10 junior from St. Paul, Minnesota. Whistled for the personal foul. And that is her first, team foul number three. 16:11 left to play. The first half. Bethany with the basketball. Bethany Lutheran, Lacey Ellinghuizen with it. Ellinghuizen passes over to Brantz. Brantz gives it up. Scheffler. Scheffler dumps it down low for Kotschady. Kotschady shot no good. Rebound taken away by DeAger. DeAger gives it up to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams with it on the left side. Williams, nothing there. Comes back out front to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman in between the circles out front. She comes right side over to Newman. Newman into the lane. Newman tries to dump it underneath to DeAger. She does. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by DeAger. DeAger is fouled on the play. And Shady Eager on her third shot attempt in the lane gets fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Ellinghuysen whistled for the personal foul, her first, team foul number four. Going to the free throw line will be Shady Eager. DeAger's first free throw off the mark, no good. Mount College showing some of the effects of a Thanksgiving break weekend. Have not come out sharp offensively. We're tied 4-4, 15:35 left to go in the first half. A second free throw on the way. This one is up and good. So DeAger makes one of two. Shea DeAger is a 75% free throw shooter, 13 for 18 now this season. And the defenders take their first lead of the ball game at 5-4. Left side, Brantz. Brantz down to the baseline. Brantz cut off on play, gets it away to DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi, layup attempt, no good, but a foul on the play, and a blocking foul is going to go on Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt picks up her second personal foul. Robin Blunt whistled for the personal foul. And free throws on the way for DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi fouled in the act of shooting. She's a 64% free throw shooter, 7 of 11 this season. And the first one is up and through. 3 points now for DeBruzzi. She is the leading scorer for Bethany, averaging 11.3 points per game. Another free throw on the way. And we have a lane violation, but she makes the second free throw, so the delayed dead ball play will continue. DeBruzzi makes two free throws, and Williams has the basketball out front. Williams passes it to Bredevoet. Bredevoet at the top of the key. Gives it off to Williams. Williams kick out past Chapman. Chapman drives the lane. Four players collapse on her. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by DeAger. DeAger to Bredevoet. Bredevoet 17-footer is good. Cassidy Bredevoet with the two-point bucket. Dort College regains the lead at 7-6. 7-6 our score. Ellinghuysen with it. Ellinghuysen goes right side to DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi with the basketball. DeBruzzi at the top of the key. She left fly with a three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Abby Chapman, the junior, fires it ahead to Blunt. Blunt underneath DeAger. DeAger puts it up in traffic, shot no good. Rebound controlled by DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi looking for the outlet pass, and DeBruzzi fires it up the floor. She gets it to Ellinghuysen. Ellinghuysen with the basketball to the free throw line. She dumps it underneath for Brantz. Brantz layup good. She's got four. 8-7, Bethany in front. Williams passes left side to Bredevoet. Bredevoet trying to feed it underneath to DeAger. Steal by Williams. Williams dumps it off for DeAger. DeAger layup good. DeAger with the bucket off the steal by Williams, and the defenders regain the lead at 9-8. 14 minutes left to play in the first half. With the basketball is Ellinghuysen. Drives into the lane. Chapman fought underneath, Williams fights underneath the screen. Now the ball is down on the floor. And a tie-up. Williams forces the jump ball. Alternating possession, it will be Bethany basketball. Bethany with the basketball. Inbound right side of the floor will be DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi out near the half-court stripe. And DeBruzzi looking for someone to pass to. Still looking. Lobs it in over the top. DeAger gets a hand on it. Got shoddy with it in the lane. Hurston footer missed it. No good. Keegan Manis had a hand on. Bethany Lutheran comes away with a steal out front, though, as Emily Newman takes away the pass. Newman with a crossover move. Bredevoet has it tipped away. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball. And they will throw it in. Right back lane is Newman. Newman tossing it in. Newman finds Manis. Manis out front, goes right side, gets it away to Newman. Newman back to Manis. Manis jumper, right side, three pointer is good. Dean Manis, the 5'9 freshman. Three from the right wing. And the College defenders lead at 12-8. 12-8 score to Berkeley. He passes it out front for Brantz. Brantz back to DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi walks into the drive. Now fires it off, shot no good. Rebound weak side. No, bounces off of the weak side rebound. Taken away by Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Paige Angbers into the front court. She's down the right wing. Paige Angbers picks up her dribble, passes right of vote to Manis. Manis, another three, and another 3 points for Egan Manis. College in front. College up seven. And North College defenders playing defense. A little spark ignited here by Tegan Manis. Back-to-back threes. Cut shot. He shot. Lane blocked. Fight for the basketball now. Jump ball. Alternating possession. It'll Dort College basketball. On the floor for the defenders. Chapman. Newman. Holst. Manis and Engbert. For Bethany, Dakota Ellingheisen, that is. Brianna Brantz. Angela DeBruy. This reverses it back over to Chapman. Yeah, underneath it goes to Holst, laying good. And Micah Holst will shoot for the 3-point opportunity with her team leading 17-8, pending the throw. Upper score. And the throw coming here. Holst's free throw is good. 18-8. Three play for Micah Holst. He's got five. Dort College on the defense. Ball is deflected. Controlled by Newman. Newman coming away with it. Newman gives up. To Manis, the right side. Holst. This is going to be called for. Ten. To Liberty. And the North College defense. Left side over to Angbers. The three. And again, 21. By Angbers with a basket. Goes. Comes up. There's 9-18. This is it out front. It's taken away by. In the first half, Bethany with a bat. In the first half. Pulled by DeJager. DeJager had one. .714 left to go in this first half. Dakota Ellingheisen over the basketball. Fill you in on what's happened thus far through our technical difficulties. Dort College leading 31-20 with the basketball out front is Abby Chapman after the missed shot by Bethany Lutheran. Dort College with it. They go over to Newman. Newman gives it up out front to Chapman. Abby Chapman with the basketball, and Abby Chapman has it tapped away from her. Angela DeBruzzi comes away with it. DeBruzzi with it on the right side. DeBruzzi picks up her dribble. She passes over to Ellingheisen. Ellingheisen goes to Lacey Ellinghausen, and Lacey Ellinghausen hits the three-point bucket. Door College leads 31-23. Remember, this is a team that came into the ballgame averaging 45.3 points per game. They've got 23 points here in the first half with 6.5 remaining. Cassidy Vredo bottoms out a jumper. She's got 6 points, and the Door College defender lead is 33-23. 6:20 remaining, first half. Lacey Ellinghausen with the basketball goes top of the key to Scheffler. Scheffler shuffles it off, and the ball's tapped by Chapman. It's taken back by Bethany Lutheran. Shot in the lane is up and through for Dakota Ellinghausen. I've got her with three. These are official stats. As I was reconnecting some technology, you might have missed a bucket or two. Vredevoad shot in the lane, no good. A rebound taken away by Bethany Lutheran. Bethany Lutheran and the Vikings up the floor with it is Lacey Ellinghausen. Lacey Ellinghausen goes right side back over to Scheffler. Scheffler goes back to DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi dump it down low. Shot on the way is good for Cutshotty. Cutshotty with the 2-point bucket. Dort College's lead is 33-27 with 5:35 remaining in the half. Up front with it is Chapman. She lets fly with the three, and she buries it. Abby Chapman with 8 first half points. And the Dort College defenders lead at 36-27. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Anna Balcom inbounds the basketball. Here comes Bethany Lutheran with it. Vikings have it out front. They pass it off to Brianna Brantz. Brantz with it on the right side. Brantz with the right hand. Driving, nothing there. Pass through the lane is deflected. It's picked up by Brantz. Brantz tries to dump it underneath, and the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Chapman for Bethany, for Dort College. It'll be Bethany Lutheran basketball. Bethany Lutheran to throw the basketball in. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. That's Brianna Brantz to trigger it. Brianna Brantz throwing it in right side. Brantz finds in the corner Angela DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi with the basketball. 8 to shoot. Now 5. And a hand check called on Tegan Manis. Manis whistled for the personal foul. And Tegan Manis whistled for her first personal foul. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Ben England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. Two free throws converted by Bethany Lutheran's Abby Goss. Driving the other way, Manis tries the layup, no good. And here comes Bethany Lutheran trailing 36-29. So Goss playing this evening. She did not play in the most recent contest for Bethany before this one. That was a week ago Tuesday evening. Pass goes down low to Brantz. Brantz puts it up over the top of DeAger. DeAger holds her ground. Rebound taken away by Micah Holst. And Holst is fouled on the play by Anna Balcom. Balcom whistled for the personal foul. And will shoot free throws on the other end. Dort College is in the 1-1. Shooting the free throw will be Micah Holst. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Holst misses on the free throw opportunity. We come the other way. Bethany Lutheran with the basketball. Dort College misses on the 1-1. Shot opportunity. Shot blocked on the other end by Micah Holst, though, as Angie Scheffler spun to the hoop. She has it blocked. Tegan Manis with the basketball. Manis over to Newman. Newman to Angbers. Angbers catches. Shoots. 3. Good. Paige Angbers with the 3-point basket. Her third of the game. Dort College leads it 39-29. 3:57 left to play. In the first half, Bethany Lutheran with the basketball, Brantz. Brantz picks up her dribble, nearly throws it away. Coming up with it is DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi with the basketball on the right side. DeBruzzi picks up her dribble, comes back to Scheffler. Scheffler on the elbow, shot blocked by Michael Holst. Rebound taken away by Angbers. Angbers gets it ahead to Newman. Newman over to Manis. Manis with the basketball. Tegan Manis, lob pass down low for Michael Holst, and Holst is fouled on the play. Foul's called on Anna Balcom. Balcom whistled for the personal. And a 1-1 on the way for Micah Hulse. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Offensive rebound by Robin Blunt off the missed 1-1 by Micah Hulse, but a steal by DeBruzzi on the outlet pass. DeBruzzi puts it up, another block shot by Micah Hulse. Micah Hulse blocks her third shot in the last couple of minutes, and the defenders lead it 39-29. Manis with it at the top of the key, right side, feeds it Newman. Newman three on the way, off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Angbers. Angbers back over to Newman. Newman jump stop in the lane, gets it away to Hulse, and Hulse is called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Bethany Lutheran Vikings. Bethany Lutheran to inbound the basketball. This is Anna Balcom. Dort College leading by 10. Two new players checking into the game for Dort College at the next break. 17-footer left wing by Angela DeBruzzi. Not much offense there. She just simply dribbled it up the floor, created a little space for herself, and fires in the 17-foot jumper. Bounce pass from Blunt down low, intended for Micah Hulse, goes out of bounds off of Hulse. Beg your pardon, off of Bethany Lutheran. It'll be Dort College basketball. Blunt and Hulse check out of the contest. Dieger to check in along with Vredevoet. New player checking in for Bethany Lutheran as well. This is Shelby Seconder. Sickenator checks into the contest. It's one of those head scratchers on the pronunciation. I'll give you the spelling in just a moment. You'll see what I mean. Pass goes right side with it. They get it back over to Vredevoet. Vredevoet to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers back to Vredevoet. Manis. Manis into the lane. 12 to shoot. Now into the corner. Vredevoet. Vredevoet. Tough shot, and she gets it to go. 3-point bucket by Vredevoet. She's got 9, and the Dort College defenders lead by 11, 42-31. I'll tell you why that's such a difficult shot tonight in just a moment. As soon as we have our next dead ball, Tegan Manis with a rebound of an air ball from the 3-point line. Dieger on the fly, right hand, left side, too strong off of the glass. Rebound taken away by Bethany Lutheran. Bethany Lutheran with the basketball. Brianna Brantz with it on the right wing. Brantz passes it off to DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi with the basketball gives it up Ellinghuysen. Ellinghuysen with it on the left side. They come back out front to Sickenator. Sickenator with it. Sickenator gives it to DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi in traffic, and we've got a foul called on the play against Newman. Emily Newman whistled for the personal foul. Well, when Coach Craig Steensman and I walked in the gymnasium this evening, the rim that Dort College is shooting at, we both looked at it and we said, I think there's a little bit of a tip to it. Well, evidently on Saturday they had a rim issue after a slam dunk in the men's contest. Had to order a new rim, but in the meantime, this one had to be resurrected and at least stabilized to get through this contest. And from that left baseline in the corner, that is a difficult shot because the rim has a little tip to the front but also to the side, so it's like you're shooting uphill. And making that three-point bucket was Vredevoet. And that was a shot that I didn't think anyone was going to hit tonight. One free throw made on the other end by DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi makes one of two in the Dort College lead. Beg your pardon, she makes both free throws. 42-33, Dort College promptly turns it over in their offensive set. And with the basketball is Bethany Lutheran. Bethany Lutheran with the middle of the floor. Balcom. Balcom shot no good. Rebound taken away by Vredevoet. Vredevoet with the basketball. Into the front court with it is Manis. Manis goes left side. Shot no good by Newman. Rebound taken away by Chapman. No reset on the shot clock. The ball failed to draw iron. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Driving in is Chapman. Chapman gets the shot to go. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Beg your pardon, that's Newman. Newman fouled in the act of shooting. Emily Newman will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1 opportunity. The foul called on Sickenator. Now, the spelling I have for Sickenator's last name is S-I-C-H-E-N-D-E-R. I asked if it was Sickender, and they said, no, it's Sickenator. So we'll go with the local pronunciation. 45-33, Dort College leading by 12. Nearly a steal in the backcourt. Coming away with it is DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi goes left side to Ellinghuysen. Ellinghuysen comes back right wing to DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi with a left hand. Picks up her dribble. Goes high post to Brantz. Brantz Kick out pass, shot on the way from the baseline, off the heel, no good, but there for the weak side. Rebound is Dakota Ellinghuysen. Her shot, no good. Rebound's down on the floor. Dakota Ellinghuysen jars it free. It's still loose, picked up by Brianna Brantz. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. 6 points for Brianna Brantz, and the North College defender lead has been whittled down to 10 again, 45-35 as we approach halftime. Well, I'd like to apologize for those technical difficulties. Had to reset. Just power things down, power them back up, and voila. We have things working again. Free throw is up and good. Brianna Brantz makes the three-point play opportunity. And the North College defenders lead at 45-36 after the three-point play by Bethany Lutheran. Bethany Lutheran on defense now. Door College, they get it high post of Radevoet. Puts it on the floor hard one time. Kick out past Chapman. Chapman misses the shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Bethany Lutheran. Here come the Vikings. Up the floor with it is Ellinghuysen. Ellinghuysen on the right side picks up her dribble, passes to DeBruzzi. Shot clock is off. DeBruzzi passes right side back over to Sickenader. Sickenader back to Dakota Ellinghuysen. Her shot, no good. Rebound over the top taken by Brantz. Five to shoot. Ball is loose, down on the floor, picked up by DeJager. 1 second left, and they won't get a shot off. That's the end of the half. Our score, North College 45, Bethany Lutheran 36. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Mankato, Minnesota, right after this. York College leads Bethany Lutheran 45-36 at halftime of this non-conference women's basketball game. The York College defenders have led since they made a two-point bucket to go up 9-8. They extended the lead to as many as 11 at 31-20. They led by 11 as recent. They led by 12 at one point, 45-33. That was just moments ago, but a three-point play by Bethany Lutheran shortly before the half, make it 45-36 at the intermission. The North College defenders led unofficially by Paige Engbers and Cassidy Vredevoet with 9 points apiece. I've got Bethany Lutheran's Angela DeBruzzi with 13 points to pace them. Those, of course, are unofficial statistics at this point. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hullerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor, and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Having some issues with the statistical printout, so we will go to see if we can find anything that's live, and it appears we have the official stats now. North College, 17 of 38, shooting from the floor, 44.7%. Bethany Lutheran, 10 for 33, 30.3%. North College, 8 of 16 on three-point shots for 50%. Bethany Lutheran, 2 of 5 for 40%. North College has gone to the free throw line six times. They've made three. They've missed the front end of the 1-1 twice today. Bethany Lutheran is 14 of 16 shooting from the floor. North College hampered by 12 turnovers. Bethany Lutheran has six. North College has out-rebounded Bethany Lutheran 30-17. North College with 12 offensive rebounds. North College with 20 points from their bench players. Bethany Lutheran with 10. North College is led in scoring by Paige Engbers and Cassidy Vredevoet with 9 points apiece. Engbers has three threes. Vredevoet has four twos plus, I beg your pardon, three twos plus a three-pointer for her 9 points. Abby Chapman has eight. Tegan Manis, six. She had back-to-back threes. Michael Holst and Shay DeJager with 5 points apiece. Emily Newman has three. For Bethany Lutheran, they are topped by Angela DeBruzzi with 13 points. Brianna Brantz has 7, 5 for Lacey Ellinghuysen. four for Dakota Ellinghausen, two each for Abby Goss, Shelby Sickenader, and two for Laura Kotschotti. Angie Scheffler has 1 point. Rebounds, North College is led by Michael Holst with eight. And she also has several blocked shots. Dort College has seven as a team, and most of those are going to be credited to her when the stats go official. Dort College, in terms of foul trouble, they've got three players with two fouls each. They are Micah Holst, Emily Newman, and Ashley Williams. For Bethany Lutheran, they have one player with three fouls. That's Anna Balcom. Two fouls for Shelby Sickenader, and no one else with more than one. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Official stats, Micah Holst said she had the bulk of the seven block shots for the defenders. She has four of the seven, one each for Tegan Manis, Cassidy Bredebode, and Shea DeAger. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Coming up this week on KDCR, Dort College basketball. Wednesday evening, the defenders travel to Briarcliff to take on the Chargers. Women's and men's play, beginning with a women's contest at 6. Men's game will get underway at about 8 o'clock. Saturday, Dort College back at home for GPAC play. Saturday afternoon, matinee contest versus the Concordia Bulldogs. 2 o'clock start time for the women and a 4 o'clock start time for the men's basketball game. This is KDCR, back with more in the second half right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 45-36 over the Bethany Lutheran Vikings as we approach the end of the halftime. Today's broadcast made possible by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. Dort College leads 45-36. Inbounding the basketball for the defenders will be Paige Angbers, and we are underway with the second half of play. With it on the right side is Chapman. Chapman feeds it up front to Newman. Newman back over to Chapman. Chapman with it on the left side. Comes back over to Angbers. Angbers to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Spin move into the lane with the right hand. Short arms it. No good. Rebound taken away by Holst. Holst over to Chapman. Chapman baseline jumper. Buries it. 2-point bucket for Abby Chapman. She's got 10. And the defenders lead 47-36. Let's see if Dort College can tighten up their defense just a little bit here. Ball's down on the floor and a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Bethany Lutheran basketball. So Bethany Lutheran with the basketball. Bethany Lutheran throwing it in, looking over the top, and they find Angela DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi with the basketball. DeBruzzi picks up her dribble. She comes back over to Ellinghausen. Ellinghausen with the ball. Ellinghausen feeds it out front to Brianna Brantz. Brantz with it. Brantz puts it on the deck a couple times. Passes right side to Balcom. Balcom feeds it down low to Scheffler. Scheffler turned around on the baseline, is up and through. Angie Scheffler with the 2-point bucket. And the Dort College defenders lead at 47-38. Dort College basketball, Newman. Newman to the right elbow, back over to Chapman. Chapman down low to Holst. Holst kick out pass to Newman. Newman with the basketball, back to Chapman. Chapman spin move, drives into lane. Short arms the layup attempt, though. Rebound taken away by Bethany Lutheran. Coming away with it is Brianna Brantz, and Brantz will walk it up the floor. Brantz with the basketball. She's at the top of the key. Comes right side. This is Anna Balcom. Balcom feeds it to Ellinghausen, and Lacey Ellinghausen is fouled on the play by Micah Holst. Holst picks up her second personal foul. So two free throws all the way for Lacey Ellinghausen. Ellinghausen with 5 points so far tonight. 18:33 left to go in regulation. Dort College by nine, now eight. Ellinghausen makes the free throw. So Holst checks out of the contest. A second free throw on the way by Ellinghausen. This one's up and through as well. So Ellinghausen with two made free throws. And the defender lead is 47-40. Right side with the basketball is Chapman. Chapman picks up her dribble, feeds it right back over to Williams. Williams deep in the right wing. Comes back to Chapman. Chapman to Newman. Newman catches, fires the three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Dieger. Dieger to Angbers. Angbers right side back over to Chapman. Chapman ball fake, drives into the lane, off of the glass, good. Abby Chapman with 12 points. Dort College leads 49-40. 49-40 our score. Bethany Lutheran with the basketball. Ellinghausen. Ellinghausen on the right wing. She gives it to Scheffler. Scheffler back over to Belcom. Belcom to DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi with the basketball. Her three-pointer off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Dieger. Dieger lets traffic clear. Hands it off to Williams. Here comes Bethany Lutheran. Dort College with the basketball. That's Williams. Bethany Lutheran on the defense. Pass goes over to Newman. Newman feeds it left side. It don't go down low to Dieger. Dieger fires it back to the perimeter. Williams sets up, casts up a three, right corner, it's good. Ashley Williams with her first 3 points tonight. Dort College leads 52-40. Bethany Lutheran of the basketball, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Shea Dieger. Dieger whistled for the personal, her first. And that's, that's foul number two on Dieger. Throwing the ball in will be DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi to trigger it. Bethany Lutheran. Trailing Dort College 52-40. Robin Blunt checks into the contest. So Robin Blunt checks into the ballgame. Pass goes to Scheffler. Scheffler in the lane. Her shot no good. Dieger held her ground. Shot no good again. Fight for the basketball. Angbers on top of it. And Shelby Seconator is tied up on the play. Jump ball. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in, they get it into Williams. Ashley Williams walks it up the floor. Ashley with the basketball out front. Williams passes it back over to Robin Blunt. Blunt back to Angbers. Angbers at the free throw line. Kick out pass, left corner to Newman. Newman back to Blunt. Blunt right wing. Puts it on the floor one time with the right hand. Tries to feed it down low and passes it into the defender who was fronting Paige Angbers. Viking basketball. This is Angela DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi passes to Belcom. Belcom to Ellinghausen. Ellinghausen with the basketball. Ellinghausen to Scheffler. Scheffler back out front with the basketball. DeBruzzi, 10 to shoot. DeBruzzi will let fly with a three. She misses. No good. Draws nothing but air. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bethany Lutheran. It's Dort College basketball. 16:31 remaining. Dort College by a dozen. Cassidy Vredebo checks into the contest. Paige Angbers will check out. And the Dort College defenders throwing it in. Coming up the floor with the basketball is Manis. Deegan Manis up front. Back over to Vredebo. Vredebo picks up her dribble. Back to Manis. Manis on the left wing looking for the entry pass. Instead passes it over to Newman. Newman with the basketball into the right corner. Vredevo, Blunt, Blunt. Around the horn they go back over to Newman. Newman looking down low for Dieger. Blunt with the basketball out front. Picks up her dribble. Seven to shoot. Manis. Manis on the right wing. Back to Vredevo. Four to shoot. Pass to Newman. They've got to fire it up. Newman gets it away at the buzzer. Misses everything but the backboard. She does draw the glass. But the shot clock violation gives Bethany Lutheran possession of the basketball. Michael Holst is in. Shea Dieger is out. Checking into the contest for Dort College is Abby Chapman. Checking out of the game is Newman. On the floor for Dort College, Vredevode, Chapman, Manis, Blunt, and Holst. Kick into the corner. Right wing with it is Seconator. Seconator drives in. Layup with the right hand. Good. She's got 4 points. 52-42 our score. Beg your pardon, that's 4 points now for, yes, Seconator. Seconator with two field goals, one in the first half, now another one here in the second half. Pass to Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball, and she is fouled on the play by Lacey Ellinghausen. Ellinghausen whistled for her second personal foul.
Lacey Ellinghausen, her second team first.
Micah Hulse playing with three personals. I had two notated, but she's got three up on the board. Robin Blunt inbounds to Chapman. Chapman, left side pass, Bredevoet. Bredevoet, 17-footer, left it short, no good, left wing. Rebound taken away by Bethany Lutheran. Coming up with it is Scheffler. Scheffler, kick out pass to Bruzy. DeBruzy shot no good. Rebound deflected off of Chapman, out of bounds. It'll be Bethany Lutheran basketball. Nearly 5 minutes into this second half. Bethany Lutheran with the basketball. Bredevoet. Bredevoet picks up her dribble. Bredevoet with the steal. Picked up her dribble. Passes it over to Manis. Manis, right side Chapman. Chapman down into the corner, nothing there. Back over to Blunt, and Robin Blunt's going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to Bethany Lutheran. Dort College leading by 10, 52-42. Engbers will check into the contest, and checking out will be Cassidy Bredevoet. .15:07 remaining. Bringing the basketball up is Ellinghausen. Ellinghausen goes back over to Scheffler. Scheffler loses her footing. Double dribbles. She came to a stop, then put the ball back on the deck, and gets called for the double dribble. Dort College basketball. Bringing the ball up is Manis. Tegan Manis with it on the right wing. Tegan still has her dribble alive. Looking for the lob pass down low for Hulst. Kick out to Engbers. Engbers, another three. She's got four. Paige Engbers with 12 points, and the defenders lead 55-42. Engbers averaging 9 points per ballgame coming into the contest. Bethany Lutheran with the basketball. DeBruzy. DeBruzy puts the ball on the floor a couple times. Retreats. Comes back over to Scheffler. Scheffler, kick out pass. Scheffler gets it at the free throw line. Puts it up. Blocked out of bounds by Hulst. Williams checks into the ballgame. Manis will check out. Bethany Lutheran to throw the ball in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. This is Brianna Brantz. Brantz tossing it in. And we've got a moving screen called against Lacey Ellinghausen. Ellinghausen whistled for the illegal screen. Blunt is out. Newman is in. Williams, Engbers, Chapman, Blunt, and Hulst for the defenders. For Bethany Lutheran, DeBruzy, Lacey Ellinghausen. They pass it over to Chapman. Dort College into the offensive set quickly. Newman. Newman comes back over to Williams. Williams in the air. Kick out pass. Engbers. Engbers catches. Fires another three. It's good. She's got 15. Five threes for Paige Engbers. Dort College opens up a 58-42 advantage. And a timeout on the floor charged to Bethany Lutheran. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Another block shot by Micah Hulse. Paige Engbers puts up a three on the offensive end. She misses. Bethany Lutheran with the basketball, trailing by 16, 58-42. Scheffler with the basketball on the right side. Down to the baseline with it is Sickenator. Sickenator shot no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Hulst. Hulst with the basketball. Hulst gets it ahead to Williams. Williams with the basketball at the free throw line. She fires into the corner. Paige Engbers. Round the horn they go. Right side. Lob it down low. Chapman to Hulst. Hulst misses the turnaround, and a foul called on the rebound against Micah Hulst. Hulst whistled for her fourth personal foul. So Micah Hulst will check out of the ballgame. Micah Hulst checks out. Checking in is Cassidy Bredevoet. Hulst with, I would imagine, double figures for rebounds, and at least six block shots by my count. With a basketball, Bethany Lutheran. Right side pass goes over to Scheffler. Scheffler feeds it down low, and the turnaround by Brantz is no good. But she's fouled on the play by Abby Chapman. She got her on the right baseline. She fires it off of Chapman on the shot. Chapman tried to hold her ground, but a foul called, and Brantz will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw for Brantz. She's got 8 points. Today's broadcast made possible by Evan England, Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Brant's with 9 points, and the defenders lead at 58-44. Lob pass goes down low, Vredevoad. Vredevoad in traffic, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Williams. Williams with the basketball, gets it away to DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi will bring it up. DeBruzzi with it in between the circles out front. Bethany Lutheran with the basketball. Working the offense is DeBruzzi, guarded there by Newman. Goes high post to Angie Scheffler. Scheffler back to DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi with it on the left side. Picks up her dribble again. Passes back to Scheffler. Scheffler in between the circles out front. Comes back right side. DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi step back three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Vredevoad. Vredevoad pass ahead to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. 3-on-1. Stops in the middle of the lane. Fires it out for Newman. Newman has to save it in, but it's stolen by Dakota Ellinghuizen on the save. Now a steal on the other end by Chapman. Chapman swipes it away from DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi unable to get it back. And here's Williams. Williams to Newman. Newman with a basketball. 12 minutes left to go in the game. Dort College by 14. Vredevoad at the top of the key. Puts it on the floor. Back over to Chapman. Chapman drives in. Her 10-footer is good. Abby Chapman with 14 points. And the defenders lead 60-44. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College leading by 16. Back with more in a moment. Bethany Lutheran basketball. Dort College matching their biggest lead of the ball game at 16. Dort College has limited Bethany Lutheran to 2 field goals and 4 free throws so far in this half. Driving right side and losing the dribble out of bounds is Lacey Ellinghuizen. She turns it over. Dort College gets the basketball back. Much better defensive effort here in the second half for the defenders. Bringing the ball up is Williams. Ashley Williams with it on the right side. Picks up her dribble, passes high post, Vredevoad. Vredevoad driving in with the left hand. Can't finish, but she's fouled on the play before she gets the shot up. Sickenator will be called for the personal foul. That's number 2 on her. Beg your pardon, that's number 3 on her. Dort College throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Robin Blunt will throw it in. St. Paul, Minnesota native. No, now she swaps places with Paige Angbers. Angbers gets the ball inbounded to Blunt. Blunt to Williams. Williams goes right side. Chapman. Chapman underneath to Blunt. Blunt turn around. Can't get it to go. Rebound fought for and controlled by Bethany Lutheran. Shelby Sickenator with it. Sickenator passes ahead to Scheffler. Scheffler goes into the right corner. DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi with the basketball. DeBruzzi guarded there by Blunt. Pass comes back over to Lacey Ellinghuizen. Lacey Ellinghuizen gives it up to Sickenator. Sickenator out front to Scheffler. Scheffler right side. Ellinghuizen. Ellinghuizen dump it down low. Shot is partially blocked by Chapman. Ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Bethany Lutheran. It's Dort College basketball. No, they pointed Dort College's way. But now they're going to say it's Bethany Lutheran basketball. Throwing it in right side is DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi to trigger it. DeBruzzi gets the ball inbounded. She's got it on the right side, driving in, and a foul called on Robin Blunt as the shot clock is expiring. Angela DeBruzzi will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Robin Blunt whistled for her 3rd personal foul. So free throw on the way for DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi, 64% free throw shooter, makes that one. She is 5 for 5. From the free throw line tonight. She is the lone Bethany Lutheran player in double figures. She has 14. Checking into the contest is Laura Kotschotti. Kotschotti checks in. Scheffler checks out Bethany Lutheran. Dort College leading 60-45, 10:53 left to play in the ballgame. Second free throw by DeBruzzi is up and good. DeBruzzi with 15 points. She's the leading scorer for Bethany Lutheran this season, averaging 11.3 points per game. Pass goes over to Vredevoad. Vredevoad to Williams. Williams outside to Blunt. Blunt reverses to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Back over to Blunt. Blunt driving in. Puts it up. Draws the contact. Shot no good. But a free throw opportunity coming here for Robin Blunt, who has made 59% of her free throws so far this season. 2 free throws coming for Robin Blunt. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Robin Blunt makes one of two free throws. That's her first point of the game. And the Dort College defenders lead by 15. Bethany Lutheran with the basketball. Lacey Ellinghuysen to dribble it up. Ellinghuysen with the basketball. Picks up her dribble, feeds it down low to Kotschotti. Kotschotti blocked by Vredevoet. Puts up the second shot, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Paige Angers. Angers ahead to Manis. Manis, right corner, Chapman. Chapman fires up the wide open three. It's good. Abby Chapman with 17 points. The defenders lead 64-46. Biggest lead of the night for the defenders at 18. Ball is loose. Tegan Manis jumps on top of it. High up, jump ball, alternating possession. It is Bethany Lutheran basketball. Throwing the ball in will be DeBruzzi in front of the Bethany Lutheran bench to my right. I'm seated on the top row of the bleachers. On the scorer's bench side of the floor, Bethany Lutheran basketball, Brianna Brantz. Brantz feeds it to the free throw line, DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi down to the baseline and a travel violation called on DeBruzzi. 9:58 left to play in the contest. Bethany Lutheran wants a timeout to talk things over. Back with more after this. 64-46, Dort College leading Bethany Lutheran by 18. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Cassidy Vredevoet gets around the defensive player. And she muscles her way up to the hoop. She's got 11 points. Dort College leads 66-46. Vredevoet with 11 points off the bench, four better than her season average of 7.3 points per contest. An illegal screen called on the other end against Bethany Lutheran. Laura Kotschotti whistled for the illegal screen. Team foul number 5 against Bethany Lutheran. Foul number 2 on Kotschotti. With the basketball is Manis. Manis running the show on the right side. Passes to Chapman. Chapman high post, gets it to Vredevoet. Vredevoet ball fake. She'll drive with the right hand. Puts it up in traffic again. Layup good. Cassidy Vredevoet unstoppable right now on the perimeter. Driving to the hoop. Simply muscled up again with the right hand. Bethany Lutheran has been limited to 10 points here in the second half. We've played nearly 11 minutes here in the second half. Spin move by Brantz. Her shot no good. Rebound tapped out by Vredevoet. Controlled by Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Abby Chapman with it, feeds it up front, Angers, Angers, Manis, Manis with the basketball back over to Angers. Angers goes to Chapman, Chapman down to the baseline. Chapman gives it up to Vredevoet, Vredevoet outside to Manis, Manis top of the key, three, good. Tegan Manis with 9 points, and the defenders have opened up a 7-1-4-6 advantage. Dort College up 25, timeout on the floor, guards to Bethany Lutheran, back with more after this. Bethany Lutheran with the basketball. Anna Balcom working against Tegan Manis. Ball deflected by Manis. And an offensive foul called on Lacey Ellinghuysen. Manis hits the floor hard. She got hit with an elbow as Manis had reached in. Tapped the ball loose initially. Ellinghuysen tried to rip the ball back and caught Tegan Manis. And Manis takes the worst of that one, comes up holding her jaw. Team foul number 6 on Bethany Lutheran in this half. Throwing the ball in for Dort College will be Paige Angers. Angers tosses it in to Manis. Manis will bring the ball up the floor. Manis goes right side over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman gives it up. Left side, Angers. Angers looking down low, feeds it to Vredevoet. Vredevoet crosses over with the right hand. Layup good. Too easy for Cassidy Vredevoet right now. She's got 15, and she has just simply been able to get around her defensive player for three straight field goals. Driving in with the left hand, shot no good. Rebound taken out by Manis. Tegan Manis rips down the rebound. She'll bring it up the floor. Long pass into the front court. Pitches it ahead to Chapman. Chapman tries to feed it cross court over to Newman. It's taken away by Bethany Lutheran. Brantz. Brantz up the floor with the right hand. Brantz passes it off, left side. This is Ellinghuysen. Ellinghuysen with it. Throws it over the top, intended for the player peeling off of the screen. That was Kotschotti, I believe. No, beg your pardon. That was Balcom. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bethany Lutheran. It's Dort College basketball. Well, Dort College led 45-36 at halftime. Since halftime, they have scored 26 points. They've outscored Bethany Lutheran 26-10 here in the second half of play. Left side pass goes to Angbers. Angbers gives it up to Newman. Newman with the ball. Lob pass down low. With the basketball's Vredevoad. Short arms the shot. No good after it was deflected. Rebound taken away by Bethany Lutheran and the Vikings. Long pass into the front court. With it on the right side is DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi puts it up in traffic and the foul's called on Cassidy Vredevoad on the drive on the right baseline by DeBruzzi. And DeBruzzi will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. DeBruzzi this season, 7 of 11, entering the ball game from the free throw line. She's now 6 for 6 tonight, so she's improved to 13 of 17 from the charity stripe. And she makes another one. Evidently, she spent her Thanksgiving break shooting free throws. She's now 7 for 7 from the charity stripe. Vredevoad checks out. Pretty productive rotation that time for Vredevoad. She's got 15 points, 9 in the first half, 6 here in the second half. Another free throw by DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi with 17 points. No one else with more than 9 for Bethany Lutheran. Dort College leads 73-48. Dort College has this one in hand right now. See if they can piece together a few more good minutes. Pass goes right side over to Holst. Holst kick out. Angbers. Angbers 3. Yes. Angbers with another three-point bucket. Paige Angbers with her sixth three. She's got 18 points, and the defenders lead 76-48. Just in case you're wondering what the single-game record is for made three-pointers for a Dort College women's basketball player, it's 7, set by Serena Van Beek against the Huron Screaming Eagles back on January 22 of 2000. Dakota Ellinghuysen to the free throw line. She'll shoot a free throw, misses the first one. She's got another one on the way. She is 2 for 3 now from the charity stripe tonight. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Ellinghuysen misses the free throw. Pass to Angbers. Angbers another one. Yes. Paige Angbers ties the record for three-pointers in a game by a Dort College women's basketball player. She's got 7. She shares the record now with Serena Van Beek. Van Beek made a ton of them over her career. Shot no good in the lane. Rebound taken away by Micah Holst. Micah Holst outlets the ball to Williams. Ashley Williams with the basketball. Ashley Williams passes right side. With it is Chapman. Chapman into the lane. Back over to Holst. Holst on the baseline. Tries to fire it outside to Williams. Williams slips and falls as she goes to make the catch. Dort College leading 79-48. Just in case you're wondering, Serena Van Beek in her career made 68. I beg your pardon. She made 68 in one season. And for her career, attempted 526 three-pointers and made 166. So she did those 4, 5, and 6 three-pointers per game pretty regularly. Angie Scheffler from the free throw line knocks down the jumper. Dort College leads 79-50. Pass goes over to Newman. Let's see if they find the hot hand. Paige Angbers on the weak side. Chapman will drive in, and we've got a foul called on the play. Bethany Lutheran whistled for a foul. That's Angie Scheffler called for the personal. Her first. I beg your pardon. Her second. Free throws on the way for Newman. Robin Blunt to check back into the ballgame. Newman shooting the 1-1, and Emily Newman makes the first free throw. She's got another one on the way. So Blunt is in. Newman has 4 points now. And she's got another one coming. That one's in and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Bethany Lutheran and Angie Scheffler. Scheffler passes right side. This is DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi with the basketball. DeBruzzi feeds it to Scheffler. Comes back now to the free throw line. Scheffler. Scheffler, nothing there. Gives it up to Sickenator. Sickenator with the ball. They dump it down low. Shot on the way is up and good. Getting the post position with Sickenator. She's got 6 points, and the defender lead is 79-52. Driving in with the left hand is Williams. Williams shot no good. Rebound taken away by Hulst, and Micah Hulst with a putback. She's got seven. Dort College leads 82-52. Coming back the other way, Bethany Lutheran with the ball. Driving down to the baseline is Goss. Goss gives it up to DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi blocked by Hulst. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Long pass ahead to Robin Blunt. Blunt powers it up with the right hand, gets it to go, and she is fouled. Robin Blunt will go to the free throw line. She'll try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 3 points now for Robin Blunt. Raquel Mao checks into the contest for the defenders. Angbers checks out. Micah Hulst also checks out of the contest. Robin Blunt trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. It's up, and it's off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Dieger. Dieger over to Newman. Newman to Williams. Williams didn't see the defender coming in from behind. Tried to swap the shot away. Rebound is loose, and it's picked up by Williams. Williams with it on the right wing. Williams over to Blunt. Blunt to Mao. Raquel Mao puts it on the deck one time. Comes back outside. Back to Blunt. Blunt kicks it over to Dieger. Dieger to Williams. 15 to shoot. Williams in traffic. Her shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. Ashley Williams will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot a couple. 84-52. Dort College in control. Dort College looking for their sixth win of the season. Conference play resumes on Wednesday. Foul called on Shelby Sickenader, and that was number 5 on Sickenader, so she fouls out with 4:17 remaining. 6 points for Sickenader. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Irish, and Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Ashley Williams' first free throw, no good. Another one coming for Williams. Well, if there's one area Dort College could improve on this evening, that is their free throw shooting. They were 3 for 6 in the first half. Williams makes 1 of 2. She's got 4 points. And Dort College is 3 of 6 from the free throw line here in the second half. Dort College leads 85-52. A kick called on the defenders on the other end. Throwing the ball in will be DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi, I'm not sure she has come out tonight. Pass goes in to Scheffler. Scheffler shot in the lane, no good, over the top of Dieger. Ball is loose, and it's tipped and controlled by Bethany Lutheran, and we have a foul called on the rebound. Foul called on Dort College's Tegan Manis. Manis whistled for her second. Free throws on the way for Dakota Ellinghausen. She went to the free throw line earlier tonight and was 0 for 2 earlier this half. And she misses on the front end of the 1-1. Right side pass over to Blunt. Blunt to Manis. Manis another three. And Tegan's shot no good there for the rebound, though, is Raquel Mao. And Mao is now tied up on the play. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. The tie-up came on the rebound. Jump ball. It is Raquel Mao inbounding. Mao to throw it in. Gets it into Blunt. Blunt in traffic, off of the glass, good. Robin Blunt with 5 points by my count. And the defenders lead 87-52. With the drive, right side is Goss. Goss cut off on the play. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Williams. Ashley Williams gathers in the loose basketball. 3:34 remaining in this ballgame. Right side to Manis. Tegan Manis with the basketball. Dort College varsity basketball team just with 10 players in uniform this evening. They've been hampered by injury this season. So much so, they've been forced to postpone their junior varsity contest tomorrow night with Morningside, hoping to get some people back and healthy in the coming weeks so that they can get that game rescheduled. Robin Blunt into the lane with the left hand, off of the glass, no good. Robin with the putback, no good. Rebound fought for, tipped and controlled by Bethany Lutheran. Bethany Lutheran with the basketball. Bringing the ball up is Ellinghausen. Ellinghausen goes right side to DeBruzzi. DeBruzzi with it on the wing. DeBruzzi's pass deflected. Pass goes over to Scheffler. Scheffler dumps it underneath, and the short shot missed by DeBrusi. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is Williams. 2:55 left to play in this ballgame. Williams with the left hand. Back over to Manis. Manis to Mao. Mao off the dribble. Puts it up. Blocked. Rebound controlled by Bethany Lutheran. Bethany Lutheran off and running. Steal by Manis. She baited him into the pass. She hung back, and Williams with the steal and the lay-in. Ashley Williams with 6 points. Dort College leads 89-52. Pass goes to DeBrusi. DeBrusi jumper is good. Angela DeBrusi with just the third field goal of the second half for Bethany Lutheran. She's got 19, and the defender lead is 89-54. 89-54, our score. Ball deflected out. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Bethany Lutheran basketball. Dort College has outscored Bethany Lutheran 44-18. Beg your pardon, that was the fifth field goal by Bethany Lutheran in this half. Didn't see the two down low for Shelby Sickenator on my score sheet. Ball's deflected up, picked up by Raquel Mao. Here comes Mao, the freshman from Idaho, with a left hand. Puts it up, short arms it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Bethany Lutheran. Now it's down on the floor, picked up by the Vikings in the corner. Abby Goss under pressure. Ball's deflected out, last touch by Robin Blunt. It'll be Bethany Lutheran basketball. Length of the floor in front of them, 1:47 remaining. Dort College is going to improve to 6-4. Resume conference play on Wednesday when they face Briar Cliff. Bethany Lutheran with basketball after they reset the shot clock. Abby Goss with it. Right side pass to Scheffler. And we've got a foul called on the play against Shady Yeager, I believe, on the post defense. Shady Yeager whistled for the personal, her third. Free throw's on the way for DeBrusi. She's 8-for-8 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 19 points. She is the lone player in double figures for Bethany Lutheran tonight. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. She's shooting for her 10th made free throw here on this attempt. 55 points by Bethany Lutheran. This free throw can match their season high for points, and does so. They scored 56 against Waldorf last week. They score 56 tonight. They trail, though, 89-56. With the basketball is Williams. Williams gives it up to Mao. Right side pass back to Williams. 1:30 left to play in the game. Williams, short jumper, missed it off the heel from the right baseline. Rebound tipped out, and a foul called on the defenders. And we'll walk the other way and shoot free throws with Bethany Lutheran's Angie Scheffler, I believe. Shady Yeager picks up her fourth personal foul. Shea with 5 points, four fouls. 1:24 left to go in the game. Dort College leading 89-56. Bethany Lutheran's most points given up this season. A 91-42 loss to Buena Vista. Otherwise, they've managed to keep teams in the 50s and 60s. They're scheduled to play Mayville State this weekend. Scheffler makes one of two free throws, and the defender lead is 89-57. They dump it down low for DeJager. DeJager's shot is good off of the rim, and it drops through. Shea DeJager fires it up, and gets the roll to go. Dort College leads 91-57. 91-57, our score, Dort College leading. Shea DeJager with a three-point play on the way. The sophomore gets the free throw to go. She's got 8 points. She's 2-for-3 from the free throw line. Dort College leads 92-57, 1:10 remaining. Bethany Lutheran with the basketball. Pass goes to Dakota Ellinghuysen, and an illegal screen called on Bethany Lutheran and Angie Scheffler. Scheffler whistled for her fourth personal foul. Tegan Manis will bring the ball up. Tegan Manis gets the ball inbounded to Williams. Williams up the floor. Ashley Williams with the spin move out front. Drives to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Manis. Manis with the basketball. Manis picks up her dribble. Goes right side back over to Williams. Williams to DeJager. DeJager in traffic, and she is fouled on the play. And Shea will go to the free throw line for two more free throws. DeJager can hit double figures here with a couple of made free throws. She can join Cassidy Vredevoad with 15. Paige Angbers with 21. Abby Chapman with 17. All those with double figures. And DeAger makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. She is 3-for-4 from the free throw line now. Another free throw on the way for DeAger. This one is up, and she misses that one. No good. Rebound, though, taken down by Robin Blunt. No, she steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Bethany Lutheran basketball. 93-57, Dort College in front. Briarcliff on Wednesday for the defenders on the road. Concordia at home on Saturday. Dort College with a couple of non-conference games remaining after tonight's game. One on December 31 against Buena Vista. Another one in, I believe, early February against Grace College. Missed shot on the baseline. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Bethany Lutheran basketball. Ball's inbounded. Bethany Lutheran with the ball. They feed it down low to Anna Balcom. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Williams. Williams with the basketball. Ashley Williams ahead to Tegan Manis. The shot clock is off. They feed it over to Williams. Williams on the right side. Back over to Robin Blunt. Blunt with it on the wing. Around the horn they go. Back over to Mao. Mao to Blunt. 7 seconds remaining. Now Manis. Manis to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams gives it up to Manis. And that's the end of the ballgame. Our final score. Dort College 93. Bethany Lutheran 57. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Final numbers, Dort College 35-74 from the floor, 47.3%, 15 of 28 on three-pointers, 53.6%, 8 for 16 on free throws for 50%. Bethany Lutheran, 15 of 57 shooting for 26.3%, 2 for 9 on threes, 22.2%. 25 of 31 from the free throw line for 80.6%. Dort College owns a 53-35 rebounding advantage this evening. Dort College 19 turnovers, Bethany Lutheran with 18. Dort College was led in scoring tonight by Paige Engbers, school record 7 3-pointers. She ends up with 21 points. She goes 7 of 10 from the 3-point line. Abby Chapman, she now ties Serena Van Beek with made 3-pointers in a game for that record. Abby Chapman with 17 points. Cassidy Vredebode off of the bench for 15. Shady Yeager ends up with 9 off of the bench, as did Tegan Manis. Manis 3-for-4 from the 3-point line. Robin Blunt chips in with 5. Michael Holst had 7 points, 6 for Ashley Williams and 4 for Emily Newman. Dort College was led in rebounding by Michael Holst with 14 rebounds. Abby Chapman ends up with 6 rebounds. Emily Newman credited with 7 assists. Tegan Manis credited with 5. For Bethany Lutheran, they were led in scoring by Angela DeBruzzi's 21 points, 5 for 14 from the floor, 10 for 10 on free throws. Angie Scheffler ends up with 6. Brianna Brantz had 9. 6 for Shelby Seconator, 4 for Dakota Ellinghausen, and 2 for Laura Kotschotti. Bethany Lutheran was led in rebounding by Brianna Brantz with 9 rebounds. Let's take a short break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Craig Steensma right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coach Craig Steensma has made his way up onto the top row of the bleachers, and we will visit briefly about today's contest. And, Coach, you'd like a mulligan probably on the first half, but the second half your team played some pretty good basketball. Limited Bethany Lutheran to 5 of 24 shooting from the floor in the second half, and just 11 of 15 from the free throw line, so they end up with 21 points in the second half. Much better effort in the second half of play.
Yeah, much cleaner, much more energy in the second half, and you know, they were able to really, really get to the free throw line. And you know, this morning at practice and also before the game, I said the one thing we have to do is keep them off the free throw line. We didn't do that. So, you know, in the first half, they were 16 of 18 from the free throw line, and you know, that's gonna allow them to hang around. And I thought our rebounding effort was really good. I'm not sure what the final numbers were, but you know, I liked how hard we went at the boards. And you know, plus 18 is good, is really good for us. And you know, just a lot of good efforts in the second half. We shot it well too. You know, we had a lot of, they collapsed really hard and maybe left our shooters a little bit too much open some of the time. But You know, we had a lot of different people step up and make threes, and so that's good. I thought Tegan Manis and Cassidy Vredevoet were especially tough tonight. They showed physical toughness, and we'll need that from them. And so a lot of encouraging things. Not a very good first half, but, you know, when you're able to still put 45 on the board, you know, then you feel like you have a pretty good chance in the second half.
You talked about them collapsing defensively, and one of the recipients of that was Paige Angbers getting free for 10 three-pointers. She got open looks. She made seven of them. Ties a single-game record at Dort College with a player I believe you coached at Western, Serena Van Beek. She hit seven some 14 years ago. So Paige Angbers, we know she's capable of that. Probably in a game like this where it's not as well scouted, she's going to get free, but she made the best of her opportunity this evening.
Right. You know, that's, you know, if she's going to get 10 of them, she's going to be able to make a bunch of them. And she's a really, really good shooter, and she was open and in rhythm tonight. You know, I thought Abby also shot it well, and Tegan's a really good shooter. She's 3-for-4 from three-point line. I see, you know, it's good to see her get open and get looks. And, you know, I thought we were able to really exploit them inside just for a little bit of time. With using Cassidy as a five, and that opened up threes, and then we made a couple threes, and then we got a couple in transition, and then it just got away from them, it seemed like, a little bit.
Coming up Wednesday, we've got Briarcliff, and throw this one away, basically, because I don't think anything, as you said in the pregame show, I don't know that anything that happened tonight prepares you for what Wednesday night could look like.
No, it doesn't. You know, the only thing is when you reverse the ball against Briarcliff, sometimes you can get open threes. And so, you know, hopefully we feel some confidence coming off of probably a school record, number of three-pointers made, I would guess. So, you know, being able to knock down shots and being able to reverse the ball well, hopefully that will translate. But, again, you know, Briarcliff's a different style of team, and so we have used a little bit of practice time Saturday to prepare for Briarcliff, and we'll finish our preparations tomorrow afternoon at practice.
Coach, thanks for stopping by. We'll see you on the bus in a few minutes.
Thank you very much, Mike. We appreciate your coverage.
That's Coach Craig Steensman talking about tonight's matchup, and I believe we've gone through all the numbers on the Wireless World postgame wrap, so we're going to wrap it up here from Mankato, Minnesota, with the Dort College Defenders. Get a win tonight by a final score of 93-57. Dort College is now 6-4 for the season. Bethany Lutheran slips to 1-4. Coming up Wednesday night, Dort College versus Briarcliff on the road in Sioux City at the Newman Flanagan Center. 6 o'clock start time for the women's game, 8 o'clock start time for the men's contest. You can hear that game on KDCR 88.5 FM. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good Monday evening.